Good morning. Wake up. You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
How's it going? Happy Monday to you, podcast lovers.
Happy Monday.
How's it going? You all right?
No, not too bad. I'm still recovering. After not going to see Oasis, because after all of my endeavouring, I did not get a ticket.
Smell of desperation off you.
Oh, there's a bang of want off me that could knock a horse. But listen, the want is gone now.
The videos are hilarious of your commitment to trying to get tickets. I think it was worth it, though.
What, going up to MCD and singing outside Croke Park?
I generally thought that might have worked.
Yeah. No. I'm going to write a letter of complaint to MCD.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a strongly worded one, MCD, if you're listening. Be prepared.
Come here. Something else that has been happening over the last few weeks is the Edinburgh Fringe. I've always wanted to go to this. And we tested out the top jokes that were told at the Fringe. And we got the top 10. Have a listen.
The jokes are in. The Edinburgh Fringe, which has been going for the last few weeks. It's something that I've always wanted to go to. I love a good festival and I love a good comedy show. And if there's anything, there's nothing like a good comedy show where, especially if people are just trying out new material. And when new material has been tried out, instead of killing, they can absolutely die on stage.
Yeah.
Which is good. But there's one thing that we do get out of it, and that is new comedians, new shows, and also new jokes. And that's where we've got the top 10 of the best jokes from the Edinburgh Fringe. So, Una, you need to rate these jokes.
Okay, love this, yes.
So, if you don't like the joke, you go...
Wah, wah,
there you go. Glad we rehearsed this. That was just womp womp. So if you don't like it, you go womp womp. Okay.
Womp womp.
If you do like it, you go.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
All right, okay. At number 10, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you know what? Let's turn it into some more clowny music. Edinburgh Fringe jokes. Coming in at number 10 from comedian Andy Gleeks. I used to hate darts, but recently I've done a real 180.
Wah, wah, wah.
What? That's brilliant.
That, of course you'd say that. That's dad joke 101.
It's perfect. Okay, I'm giving that up. Amanda Hersey said, I had a one-night stand and in the morning we went to Starbucks. I had to find out his name.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
All right, very good. My mum often... This is from Bert Williamson. My mum often comments on my weight, but in her defence, in the time she's known me, I've put on nearly 16 stone. That's very good. Okay. People who say... This is from Ian Smith. People who say bath bombs are relaxing have clearly never tried to carry one home in the rain.
Oh, wah, wah.
Okay, all right. Okay. Jacob Noosey says, last night I had a really boring dream. I slept right through it.
Hey!
Very good. Dean Coughlin, I just had my dog chipped and now I can play my old PlayStation games with it.
Chipped. Oh, wah, wah.
I'm your brother.
No way.
Yeah.
You're giving them all.
I'm skipping number 4 because it's too rude. From Dave Bibby at number 3, I wrote a time travel joke, but you didn't like it. Number 2, Kevin O'Brien, the oldest profession is actually the DJ. They've been around since records began.
Oh.
And this is the number 1 joke from the Edinburgh Fringe, and this is the one that's been voted by all the comedians, all the judges. Are you ready for it, Una? Does he get a womp womp or does he get a... Comedian Andy Gleeks, who brought us the darts one that you went womp womp to. You ready for it?
Yeah.
I had to visit the trauma unit last weekend. He prefers the term dad.
I had to visit the trauma unit last weekend. He prefers the term dad. Is that a bit dark?
I don't know.
It's a bit dark. I like the time travel one. Can I hear the rude one?
The rude one?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that joke. It's a bit dark.
I like the Starbucks one. That's my favourite.
Yeah, me too.
You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Still trying to figure out the last one there. Right, we did have one of the jokes that we didn't actually tell on air because we kind of threw caution to the wind. I wanted to do it, but you're like...
No. We didn't throw caution to the wind. We were safety Steve on it because we didn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah. We can do it here, though. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm not one to brag about the size of my willy, but I've just been charged with decent exposure.
It's actually very clever.
That's Dickie Richards. Well done.
Well done, Dickie.
Whoa. All right, okay, let's continue the podcast. Scally's Alley.
Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
Okay, Scally's Alley, what is the question we be asking everyone to answer today on 087-1102-107?
According to research, this happens around the world every 5 seconds. What is that?
Una. Straight in, no kissing.
No, that wasn't me.
That wasn't me.
Worldwide, you're probably right. Could even be more than that. Who knows?
Definitely more than that.
So, this happens every five seconds
around the world, yeah.
Someone says, I love you.
That's a good guess.
That's cute.
Not the answer. It could be true, though, but it's not the answer I've got written down.
Okay, I have a list of different functions here. They are bodily ones.
Of course they are.
Is it sneeze?
Oh, that's a good guess.
It's a really great guess. It's got to be the right answer.
It's not the right answer.
Oh, okay. My next guess is burp.
Also a good answer.
Thank you very much.
It could be every second. Then.
Every second.
Yeah. It's not the answer.
I love Una's party trick. She does the alphabet. She burps it.
I can't do that. Really? That's my friend can do it.
I thought it was you.
No.
Pretty sure it was you.
That'd be a good party trick. Yeah.
Okay. Is it fine?
No. You got to the main one there. No, okay. It's not.
Then I'm out of guesses. That's all the bodily functions I know. All right, 087-1102-107, we need your guesses to this question.
According to research, this happens around the world every 5 seconds. What is that?
All right, have a go, get some.
Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
Donald Scally.
Question we're asking today. According to research, this happens around the world every 5 seconds. What be this?
Simon, a pilot from Ryanair, says...
Hi, guys. My guess would be a lightning strike.
Lightning strikes.
Ooh.
Loads of guesses are lightning strikes.
Yeah, lightning strikes are very good guesses. Not the answer, though.
Could be lightning today.
Not the answer today, but it could be true.
Did you say there's lightning today?
Yeah.
Where?
In Munster. Cork, Kerry and in Limerick, yeah.
So stay away from Munster today.
From 9 to 6 p.m. There could be thunder and lightning.
Let's get some guesses.
Someone searches indeed to see can they find a new job that you don't have to work all the hours in the day and you don't get 2 days off at the weekend. You get 5 days off.
Okay, so looking for a new job where you get 5 days off.
That's a good guess. It's not the answer, though, I'm afraid, Larry. No.
Okay.
Morning, guys. How are you doing? I was wondering, is the answer to Scally's Alley a lightning strike every 5 seconds in around the world?
Everyone's guessing lightning,
yeah,
but...
lightning's a good guess. Yeah, no, it's not, unfortunately, no.
Grania is in Cavan, working as a barista. Good morning, Grania.
Hi, Grania.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. What's the brew of the day? What are we looking at?
A wee cappuccino would be nice.
Louis cappuccino would be nice.
Maybe a nice latte, actually. It's quite a good day here now.
Yeah, get me a light oat milk latte there. Thanks very much.
Oh, no, that's far too fancy.
Well, it's not if you're lactose intolerant, isn't it?
Just like a baby.
Do you do puppuccinos? Or you know those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Puppuccinos,
pop a cups.
Yeah, pop a cups. So cute.
They are so cute.
Baby chinos.
Oh, yeah. The whole shebang.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Are you any good at the art on top of the coffee?
The leaf.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting there. I can do the love heart here and there now. I don't know about a leaf or a swan, but I can definitely do a love heart.
Who wants a leaf or a swan when you can do a love heart, Grania?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I think we should get Una to try that out, to try a little bit of coffee art.
Coffee art.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder than it looks, I'll tell you that.
I know, yeah. No.
So we're looking for something for Una to do.
A swan would be handy for you.
I have enough to do. I'm a busy mum of twins.
We gave up with her trying to learn how to park, so maybe coffee art.
That is so cheeky.
Grania, what's your guess?
My guess is that a baby is born every 5 seconds around the world.
Aww. Yeah. One born every minute.
It's probably close to being true, but it's not the answer I've got written down. Oh. No, sorry, Grania. Good guess, though.
Thanks for coming on, Grania.
Oh, well.
Have a great day.
Thanks very much.
Bye, Grania.
Bye.
Right, let's get one more.
Morning. It's Ricky here from Sligo.
Morning, Ricky.
The answer for Scally's Alley this morning, what happens around the world every 5 seconds, 15 bananas are eaten.
Bananas every 15.
Yeah, he's right.
What?
Yes. That is the answer. Every 5 seconds, 15 bananas are eaten around the world.
Like the one person.
No. No.
That's way too much bananas.
5 seconds, oh, yeah. One person doesn't eat 15 bananas.
Because you're not supposed
seconds.
To have more than 2 bananas a day, are you?
Potassium poisoning you can give
you.
Can you
get
too
potassium
many
poisoning?
Yeah. Ricky, did you Google that?
It's a random answer. I'd say he must have stuck it into Google, yeah.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
What's one of the best things of a Monday, Una?
What is one of the best things of a Monday?
Having a moan. Being overcharged for something just because it's hot. I wasn't a happy bunny.
Oh, your inner Karen came out good old.
Monday morning after a weekend of just chilling out maybe or whatever you got up to. But heading into the weekend, I was set back a little bit, Una.
What happened?
Oh, do you know what? I went and grabbed a sandwich. You know, I have the same basic sandwich every day pretty much, and it's the one I get all the time because it's just so delicious. It's got flavours, it's got variety, it's got a bite, and it's a wrap. All right,
yeah.
Garlic mayo, cheese, jalapenos and spicy chicken. Boom. Pop it in there. Don't toast it. Don't cut it.
Jalapenos is just a wrong choice in that wrap, but carry on.
No, I'm right with it.
Okay, okay.
Until you try it. But it costs various different amounts from iRadio Studios to my journey home, the hour home. That distance, all right, the 95 kilometres that I've to drive. There's various different places. I'll stop. A little bit of variety in my life, Una.
A little bit of spice.
Yeah. But there's one place that make it beautifully, because whatever chicken they're using is absolutely class, and the little kind of it's crispy and it's delicious. But I ran into an issue with it, and they are now charging €1 extra for the chicken because it's hot.
Stop.
So the price of it is $7.50. The closest to us here is $5.50, and the closer you get to the University of Shannon, so around the student areas, yeah, it's even cheaper because it's student prices.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Can't wait for the colleges to be back.
Oh, you're going to have to hit up the places that the students hit up, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, why am I being charged a euro just because the meat is hot? Oh. And I remember going to it, and I was paying. Your woman goes, "Grant, that's such and such." And I'm like, yeah, perfect. She goes, "Oh, hang on a sec." She picks it up. She goes, "That's hot." And I'm like, "Yeah, but I didn't get it heated or anything." She goes, "You know, it was hot chicken. Added a euro to it." I was disgusted.
The next thing, they're going to be charging you a euro to cut it in half.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. I've proof of this, right?
Go on.
Because there is a cafe in Italy, mm-hmm, that is actually charging customers. They're charging customers 10 cents to cut a pastry in half, right? So they'll be like, "Oh, here's your pastry, missus. Do you want to cut in half?" And you're like, "Oh, yeah, okay, cool. Oh, that's an extra 10 cents now."
Oh my God. In Italy?
Yeah, in Italy.
Right,
it's criminal.
I'm going to go to Italy and punch them in the nose.
Yeah.
There was the Olympic swimmer I was telling you about earlier on. This is kind of the reverse of it now. So they're not getting something, but they were also charged for taking something off. So they ordered a pizza.
Yeah.
And they were charged €1.50 for taking the tomatoes off the pizza. So they I'll have that margarita. You know, they might come with some cherry tomatoes on it.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit of spinach leaf. Said, "I just leave the cherry tomatoes off it." They charge them an extra €1.50. So have you been charged for something absolutely ridiculous like that? For taking something off, cutting something in half. Maybe you got charged for ice. Do you know what I mean?
I think some places actually do that.
Charge it for ice!
Charge it for ice!
Oh, there's going to be a revolution, Una.
There's going to be riots.
We will take to the streets. I'm going to lose control.
And don't talk to me about fuel.
But
petrol is so expensive, I'm thinking of hitching the twins to a donkey and cart.
All right. Have you been charged for something absolutely ridiculous? Having a sandwich cut in half, having it just because the chicken's hot. Maybe you had something removed, you got charged for that. Let us know. Having a bit of a Monday moan, if you don't mind. I think that this is justified. There was you said there was somebody in Italy?
In Italy, yeah. So a restaurant in Italy actually charged their customers 10 cents if they wanted their pastries cut in half. It's scandalous, like.
Do you know, it wouldn't happen in France. They'd have a revolution. They're mad for the coming and protesting on the streets.
That's true.
There was an Olympic swimmer, an Italian Olympic swimmer, who had to pay €1.50 to have tomatoes taken off their pizza. Like, mamma mia, what the bloody hell is going on? That's my best Italian accent.
That's really good.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Il passandare in bagno per favore. So, I was then, I was a victim of this type
of a crime.
crime?
This type of crime. I was charged €1 extra because the chicken in me wrap was hot.
That's hot. Lord Jesus. No way, Jose. I'm hardly looking for raw chicken in me roll, you
Sinead and Navin says, ah, lads, the cozy living crisis will have us tormented. We'll have to be getting a credit union loan for the weekly shop soon. The cozy living, Sinead. Very good.
It's, yeah, that's nice. 087-1102-107.
We were in China a number of years ago. We were going to see the pandas and we were staying in a hotel.
Nice.
When we were checking out, they go and check your room before they let you pay. My sister had left a minuscule amount of mascara on her pillow and they charged her for the whole pillow.
Oh my God. I actually can't believe what I'm hearing. Because when you go to a hotel, what about if I always have like fake tan on hotel bed sheets? Because if you're staying in a hotel, it's probably because you're going on a night out, and there'd always be like, you know, panda eyes mascara and maybe a little bit of fake tan on the sheets and on the pillow.
And you get charged because it's on the pillow.
Well, that's what happened.
That's ridiculous. I remember last time we were in New York. You got to watch this. Like, we booked it on one of those comparison sites, and it was fine. So like we got the deal that we wanted to get. But when we arrived to New York, so heads up if you're going to New York, there's a environment tax, there's a tourist tax, and then there's I think you're checking in of a Friday afternoon tax. It is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh my God!
We ended up paying like four times the price of what we actually booked the hotel for.
And taxes.
Yeah. So we ate out of the vending machine for the next few days. We're talking to you about being ripped off, Una. I was charged an extra €1 for me sandwich on Friday.
Criminal.
The thing about it is, when I look back at it now, it's just like, why didn't I notice this before? I just keep going back to them as well because the sandwiches are so yummy. Not anymore, though. Reduce it. Don't be charging me for €1.
But what was the reason again?
Because the chicken was hot.
As opposed to if you got cold chicken,
yeah,
they wouldn't have charged you the extra €.
Yeah, also, there was another place that made a mistake by charging me extra 50 cent. So I was just like, this was a fiver yesterday.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't say that for if it was 50 cent. I wouldn't have.
I was having the chats.
I would have the Lerodi, like.
I like them and they listen to our radio and I was like, how come this was five euro yesterday for this? They're like, well, you got a baguette yesterday. I said, no, I didn't get a wrap. They're like, oh, you should have been charged €5.50 for the wrap. I'm like, why is it 50 cent more for a wrap? There's less food.
There's less in a wrap.
Probably water. Some restaurants have their own bottles.
Yeah.
And they refill the bottles with tap water, but they charge you because you opened the bottle. And it's not even like a screw lid. It's those lids that like pop off.
Oh, yeah.
And the lid stays on top of the bottle.
Yeah, so lots of people saying that they're being charged for water and it's tap water. But
I mean, that, I just can't believe that.
Mm. But they're putting it in a fancy bottle. So.
Yeah, but you haven't even asked for it and they're whipping it over to the table.
Oh, no, they do ask you, would you like water? And you're
but sometimes they don't. They just come on over with the tap water. I only drink sparkling.
Oh. You deserve to be charged treble for
treble
that.
For the
sparkling. Let's go to Roscommon. Christine, how are you?
Hi, Christine.
Christine, are you there? How are you?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can do.
That was my fault. I pressed the wrong button, Sherlockers. That's a complaint I have all my life. Christine, so what is it that you were being charged for stupidly?
I know this sounds idiotic and it's such a frivolous amount, but I just can't get my head around it. There was a few of us, we went into a cafe, coffee shop, I don't know what you'd refer to it as, and we were all getting pastries. And
nice.
Again, it's all takeaway, but the person that was with me, she got the same item as me, and we'll put a ball pack, say it was €3 for this pastry.
Yeah.
I was getting the same pastry, and then I said, oh, I'll just bring one home with me for my mother, and blah, 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 blah. So when I said, can I pack, can I get the two, can I separate them? She's like, oh, it's going to be 15 cent extra. Now, considering the other one was €3
yeah.
that my friend ordered, then when I ordered the two, that one of them to be packed separately, she said there's going to be a 15-cent extra charge. But so if I had another person with me and they just said, can they get that, it would have been still €3. But because I ordered the two and wanted them like in separate paper bags.
Yeah.
Do you see, like, as I said, it's such a frivolous
it
amount.
It does sound like a small amount, like 15 cents, but, like, you know, it's like, well, come on, be sound.
Be sound, yeah.
It's like, you know.
But it was like, why would you ask, why would, like, my friend ordered, everybody was ordering whatever, but she happened to order the same thing as me, and it was like, okay, that's €3. She topped it in, and I was going to be paying for everything anyway, but because I said about, I happened to order the two. Do you know what I mean? It just, I can't get my head around.
Neither can I. Do you know what, Christine? It's shocking. And do you know what? Sometimes shops need to be a little bit sounder. I love it when I go into a shop and I'm like, you have any paper bags? And they're like, no. Because, you know, some places don't charge you for a paper bag.
Yeah,
like,
we
only have plastic. And I resent having to pay for the plastic bags. I'm like, let's save the turtles. I'm not paying 20 cents for a bag or whatever. 50
well, it's your own fault for forgetting to bring them.
So if I forget to bring them. So, but sometimes they go, don't worry about it. And they rustle and he'll take that back.
Oh, I've never experienced that.
Have you not?
I've never got it. No. Nope.
You need to be a little bit more sound in it.
I am sound.
Yeah. All right. Christine, thank you so much. And I hope you never get charged for an extra little paper bag for a pastry.
And I hope the pastry was worth it. Can I ask what type of pastry it was?
To be fair, it was fabulous. I'm not going to do that whole croissant nonsense because I just don't have the accent to pull that off.
Don't you mean croissant?
An almond, one of those.
Oh yeah, they're decent. Yeah, savage.
It wasn't like the supermarket ones, I have to say.
Yeah, they were. Too.
Yeah, and now I'd say this place is known for them. So if you name the town, they're going to be like that. Which
we won't name the town. We won't name it.
We might do because they might send us some croissants.
Oh yeah,
Christina, lovely to chat to you. Have an amazing
live on mine the next day.
All right, listen. 087-1102-107. Things that you've been charged for, which is just ridiculous.
You're on iMornings with Cooperaduna. Breakfast rolled. All the crack crowd into one.
Well, the moment has arrived for you to experience what it could have been like if you got tickets for Oasis.
I can't. Just don't put me through this again. Once was enough. It was like you put the knife in me and then you started twisting back and forth really slowly. And it was like, it wasn't just a normal knife, it was like a bread knife. That's
serrated edge.
Yeah, that's how it felt.
Well, I also had to suffer as well. I didn't get to go.
Yeah, but you didn't want to go as much as me.
Oh, no, I pretty did.
You didn't sing outside Croke Park shouting at MCD. You didn't shout at a guard.
I've got standards of class and all of
that. Oh, there he goes again with his notions. Class.
Stand outside Crow Park with a massive Bluetooth speaker and a microphone.
Well, there you go. Then I win. You don't love Oasis as much as I do.
Anyway, here it is for you to listen again of how Oasis was without you.
Excuse me.
Are you all right?
I'm just, yeah.
You had a weekend of crying into your phone because you were probably doom scrolling all the footage of people at Oasis.
No, I couldn't. I actually couldn't do it to myself.
No.
I tried everything to get a ticket. Absolutely everything.
Hats off to you for trying. If anybody didn't see what Una did, like every single day last week, you did something creative. You did something inspiring. If anything, it shows that you're really willing to work very hard for something that you can't get.
But I didn't get it. So I kept away from my phone all weekend. I couldn't. I saw a few things and like I was close to tears.
Yeah. We did get this in.
Hey, lads, quick one. Did you want to get to Oasis? I've asked the crack.
No.
No.
She didn't.
No.
But we did know people who were going, including some people from work. And we reached out to Niall in particular. And he said he'd like give us a step-by-step experience of what it was like to go to Oasis.
I don't want to hear it.
So this is Niall before they went. They were just like,
hey, Una. It's your good pal Niall from work. Listen, I know you were hunting for tickets all last week for Oasis. And unfortunately, it didn't happen for you. But I had tickets. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you some of the best bits.
Don't want them.
So you don't miss out. So I've just arrived.
Yeah.
Had a bit to eat. And now we're heading for our seats. So I'll send you... Maybe I might send you the opening of the first song. Just so you don't miss out.
Yeah, there you go. So also, while they were having food, there was a really good atmosphere in the bar that they were in. There was like loads of people singing and dancing while they're playing Oasis music.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
it.
Higher City was fantastic. Anyway, they got to their seats and Niall sent this.
Here, Una, I'll tell you one thing. It's a good thing you're not here because my tickets are up in the gods, the Cusack. You'd have never made the climb.
Oh, yes.
Cheeky.
That's my favourite dig.
I would have run up those steps if you'd have given me a ticket, Niall.
Yeah, right.
Would too.
So then the gig began.
Una, it's happening. The show's about to start. Here comes the intro for you.
So many of us have seen the intro with the volume needle going left and right on the big screens. Here come the crowd, Una. You ready for it? By the way, how does that... Listen.
Una, it's happening.
How does that voice match that man's scream? That's what Oasis will do to you.
Una, you just missed roll with it. I'm already hoarse. You probably can't even hear me. But, like, I feel so bad you're not here. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, you feel so bad.
Yeah, no, he said more.
No. Oh, no, I can't. Oh, please. Are you trying to make me cry?
No, I'm not. No, he was just being really nice to, like, make it... So if you close your eyes, you'll be able to experience the end of it then.
It's coming to an end, Una. This is it.
Come on, sing along with it. That was really sound of Niall to send that in.
That was super, super sound of you, Niall.
Thank you so much. Now, do you feel like you're at the Oasis gig?
No, I just need to put it out of my mind because I have such jealousy and just, it's an injustice. You know what I mean?
If you missed it, we just played some of the footage that our friend Niall, who we work with, go on, Kinger, who was at Oasis and gave Una a little bit of an audio experience of what it was like to be at the concert.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
You did so well trying to get tickets for the entire week.
Well, obviously, I didn't do that well because I didn't get tickets.
No, we got good numbers, though, on our socials.
Me, personally, no, I'm delighted you never got the tickets. That's just karma coming back to bite you because...
Why?
You left poor old Cooper waiting at the bottom of Crowpatrick when you left off to Crow Park.
Yeah, that's very true. You did. You cheated me out of it when you went to Crow Park instead of Crowpatrick.
Listen, you climbed the mountain because of me. You should be thanking me.
I climbed it because we were there. And nothing else to do for the afternoon.
And did you feel great afterwards?
No, I didn't.
You're not listening to Cooper's playlist over the weekend.
Did you listen to that, innit?
I did me hoop.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
If there was ever a game that was your favourite game in the world, what is it called? Sing it loud.
Truth or Trash.
Let's play it.
Truth or Trash.
It's all about facts, this game is. So I have a fact, you have a fact. Let's see who's able to call out who on the facts, because it's all about getting points and being the winner of this game today. So, Donald, what is your fact, please?
My fact, a goldfish will turn white if it's left long enough in a dark room. Won't be a goldfish.
Donald's big book of animal facts.
I love animal facts. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't take the mick out of my animal facts.
On the daily, I'm going to say that's true.
It is true, I know it.
No, you know it, then you'll both be right. Yeah, it is true. Yeah, don't leave your goldfish in a dark room.
No, poor things. Do you know what a pregnant goldfish is called?
No.
A twit.
Oh, yeah, I did know that, yeah.
But why? But a twit is an insult.
Not to a goldfish.
Yeah, not to a goldfish. Congratulations, you twit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to go and deep dive that now because that's not fair to be calling a pregnant goldfish a twit.
Well, you can find all that information in Donald's big book of animals.
All right, Cooper.
Okay, my fact. Never mind saving the planet. Never mind space travel or renewable energy or anything like that or medical life-saving discoveries. Scientists think that they've finally created a tea bag that makes tea taste like home when you're in Spain. So when you make it, you know when you bring your tea bags on holidays?
Yeah.
And you pour your cuppa, it doesn't taste the same.
It does, actually.
The water's different.
Water's different. And also, they don't really have milk. They've got that long life UHT, whatever it's called.
Mm.
Mm. So scientists have got, they've put aside everything else now and they've made tea bags that taste like home.
That's trash.
Lock it in.
Locking it in.
See, he's probably got something random that, yeah, I'm going to say true because I've got this, I've no idea. Yeah, true.
Be confident in what you're talking
about. I'm truly not confident. I'm going to say true. Yeah.
Locked in. It is true.
Well, how can that taste like home?
Like the way your tea tastes like home. You know, the way you
But if you bring your tea bags somewhere anyway, it's going to taste like the tea that you have at home.
It isn't, because the water's different.
Why is the water different?
There's different minerals in the water in Spain than there is we have here.
Is Spain better in water?
It's worse.
Is water better in Spain?
is Spain better in water? Oh, do you know actually, yeah. You know the way, so colleges are back soon, school's back this week, and there's night classes starting soon. Una's teaching pigeon Spanish. Is there Spain water? Is there water Spain? Is Spain wet? It's only wet in the middle of Spain.
Right, okay. I'm moving on from that fact now to mine.
Yeah, you won.
Yeah, so someone was messaging me over the weekend with videos, right, from Croke Park of Oasis, right? Yeah. And they were lording it over me, right?
Good on
them. I couldn't get a ticket and how I was missing out, and that was the best thing ever, okay? This was my response.
Ganania and the evil Dreamla the Knav, the drummer, Ig Puka Ool, in your Dean Flynn.
This translates to.
May the devil make a ladder of your backbone while picking apples in the garden of hell.
Jesus.
Wow, that's a nice message to receive, yeah. Paints a picture.
So which is it that somebody was messaging you? You said that back, or that's a translation?
All of it. Do you want me to read it again?
No.
Yeah, and the evil dream of the Knav. Can you do it? Egg puke all in our deep flame.
It's like you're literally cursing us all. Well, you are cursing us all because you couldn't get tickets for away Aces. So it was sending curses to us.
I'm not talking to anyone.
Would you be that mean and send that? Oh, she probably would if she didn't think they knew what it meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yeah and I'm locking in. I reckon you're that crazy.
Yeah, Una definitely is that crazy, yeah.
Listen to that laugh. Una, don't be... Got a wand out again. You know what to do. WhatsApp wand with your name and location. 0871-102-107. Yeah, I'm saying true.
Okay, total.
I'm saying true, yeah.
You're saying true.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little from column A, a little from column B.
Oh, God, right.
No, it's all true. It's all true.
Is it?
And it does translate as, may the devil make a ladder of your backbone while picking apples in the garden of hell.
Why do you have to say it like that? Can you? If you say it nice, it doesn't sound so cruel.
No, because you have to say it like that, because it's a colourful insult.
Let me try it. May the devil make a ladder of your backbone while picking apples in the garden of hell.
Don't say it. You just ruined it. You just destroyed the entire phrase. Seriously. Now say it in Irish and do it in a proper voice.
Pog Mahone.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Truth or trash, a family favourite. We did something really fun today and it brought back a little bit of nostalgia as well, that we got to bring in toys that we had when we were children, and we were given soothers, pacifiers, doties, whatever the hell you want to call them.
They were great.
And I think you really enjoyed this.
Really enjoyed it. I was actually, when I was a child, I had doties up until the age of 5, and I had two, one for my mouth and then with the other I would rub my nose. Very comforting, very soothing. I think I might get back into that habit.
I don't think it's a good thing to get into.
Well, I mean, if it is socially acceptable in China and people are doing it, why can't I?
Did our blood pressure lower?
We've been told to bring things in with us this morning, things that are comforting and part of our childhood. I have brought in my teddy. He's had better days, in fairness.
Gee, that's a scary looking yoke.
Oh,
that could be in a horror movie.
Oh, poor teddy.
Sorry now, but there's, what happened to him?
Did you
sew him back together?
He's, yeah, like, look at his nose is dangling off.
Yeah.
I've had him since I was literally, like, I got him when I was born.
I know, I can feel the energy. It needs to be saged.
What do you mean? Leave him alone.
No.
Don't be sticking sage anywhere into any of his many holes all over him. He doesn't need to be saged.
He does, yeah.
He's not a ghost, dude.
Creepiest.
Anyway, so we were told to bring in something that is kind of like comforting to us from our childhood, because apparently there's a new trend which is gaining traction among young people in China, and it's adult-sized pacifiers, as in like a soother, a dummy, a dodo, whatever you want to call it. You can buy them between 1 and 54 quid. They're oversized soothers, and, you know,
No, I get it. Like, I had two Dodies when I was a child.
Two?
Yeah, one for my mouth and I used to rub my nose with the other one.
I didn't know what you were going to say. You stuck the other one. Everybody was taking it.
What?
They weren't. They were.
Such a strange man.
Oh, my God. One for my mouth and one for my what?
My nose.
Why are you doing sticking one up your nose?
I used to rub my nose with it. It was a comforting thing.
Okay, so what we're going to do, there's also a blood pressure machine in the studio. So we've got an experiment coming up where we're going to try and raise each other's blood pressures and see. We've also got brand new Dodies. What do people call them? Dodies?
Pacifiers, soothers. I just call them Dodies, yeah.
So we get to suck on those and have our little toys with us. I've my little Ted with me. And who have you got with you?
I have a Batman car.
Oh, cool. Kiss
yeah, cool. No, keep away. It's mine. Don't touch it.
Show
I don't want to hear your creepy
Teddy. I can't
say
you're hiding it.
No, I don't share my toys.
You're hiding it.
It's here. Look.
Can't see it.
See it, Batman.
I am going to expose you right now.
Oh, no, it's Spider-Man.
Thank you very much. Una doesn't know the difference between spiders and bats. All right, that is to come. And I suppose if you want to try and maybe raise our blood pressure to see can we keep our blood pressure down by sucking on Dodies and playing with our toys, which are Batman and Spider-Man.
Spider-Guy.
Yeah. Super-Guy. So what we are doing is because there's a new trend in China among young adults, and that is that they are taking pacifiers, soothers. We brought ours in as well. Well, we got brand new soothers and our little teddies. And you brought in what you thought was a Spider-Man car, which is actually, sorry, a Batman car, which is actually Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And so, first off, though, to see does by adults having a soother or a dodie or whatever you want to call it, pacifier, does it reduce your blood pressure? We have a blood pressure monitor here. I'm going to go first by having my blood pressure monitored. And so we're going to start shouting insults at each other. And
you go first.
I'll go first at you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Una. I can't park a car.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Una. My kids are feral.
That's true.
Hi, I'm Una. I microwave my eggs because I don't know how to cook them any other way.
They're really nice when done proper in the microwave.
They're really not.
They are.
They're really not. It's like, I'm Una. I think an egg maker is a special thing, but it's just a pot. But no, I bought it.
I got an egg maker and it's cool.
It's a pot. Hi, I'm Una. I have 50 coats and wear the same two all the time.
Lies.
And when everyone says that they're all different, I really know that they're not different, that they're all the same.
They're not all the same.
They're not all the same.
They're
a furry thing with a furry thing and maybe a little design on the thing.
How dare you speak like that about the coats?
Just trying to raise your blood pressure here. Hi, Una. I literally have all carrying bags with me at all time, and they're each for all different things. One is for work things like snacks, headphones, maybe another coat or five in there.
And I have three at the moment, so I'm not doing too bad.
That's not bad at all.
No,
Hi, I'm Una. My car's a biohazard.
Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth? All right. Okay.
My turn.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Cooper, and I collect gravy boats for fun. I'm posh and have fierce notions about myself. Ooh, I have an apiary. I'm a beekeeper. I make kimchi. Just call me Kimchi Steve. I eat loads of sauerkraut because it's good for the gut. But I have to drink oat milk lattes because I'm lactose intolerant and I get a dicky tummy. Hi, I'm Cooper. How do you know I'm a DJ? Because I'll tell you. I'm Cooper, and you can call me Safety Steve, because I've never done anything, even the slightest bit naughty in my life. I have a spreadsheet to do the shopping. I'm Cooper, originally from Blanche in Dublin, although he'll tell you it's Castle Knock. Oh, I'm Cooper, and I'm regular as clockwork. You can find Mr. Cooper in the pooper every morning at 10 past 10 on the button. I can thank my kimchi for that. I'm Stephen Cooper, and I like.
Oh my God.
And I like to play dress up with the missus every night. I put on my pap machine to stop me from not breathing at night.
Hey, that's a medical condition. I've got sleep apnea. It's a disease, isn't it?
And I pretend I'm Darth Vader. And then I turn to my wife and say, Lisa, I am not your father. But you can call me Daddy.
This machine thinks I'm dead.
This is so funny.
This literally thinks I'm dead. Right, my heart rate has actually gone up from 69 to 70. So you've raised my heart rate by one.
Do you want me to do more? I can do some of your mama jokes if you want.
Hang on. I'll tell you what. We're going to take your blood pressure now, and we'll come back and we see can we actually lower our blood pressure and heart rate just by having our pacifiers or soothers, whatever they are, and you playing with a Batman Spider-Man car. There's a new trend in China. And there's adult-sized pacifiers. The ones that we were given are 0 to 6 month old.
Newborns.
Sounds like you're sucking on yours over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, adults in China are paying like up to 50 quid for giant soothers. Like,
these I get it.
Also, they taste disgusting. Are these new, or did you find them? You know, in
fresh from the shop.
Fresh from the shop.
It tastes
plastic. No wonder you have to sterilise these things before you put them in your gob. Because it tastes like absolute... They just taste like plastic. Anyway, and I've got my little Ted with me. It looks like he's gone through the wars. And you've got a...
I have a Spider-Man car.
You can take that out of
Sorry,
your
Sorry, I have a Spider-Man. Okay. I mean, no, it's not Spider-Man. It is Spider-Man.
So the idea is that in China that they are sucking on these pacifiers and having toys when they were children with them because it's bringing their heart rate and blood pressure down. So we're going to switch on the blood pressure and heart rate machine there. I'm going to have a look at mine. And mine went up. Would you stop sucking on that, please? Mine went up when you
were... I'm trying to lower my heart rate here.
Mine went up when you were throwing insults at me. And it has now gone down. Oh.
Yeah.
So it has worked. It has gone down. Let's see you now. Is yours on?
Yeah.
Is yours humming away over there? We'll see now. That's it worked. All right, I'm turning her microphone off because you're disgusting. You're absolutely, you know...
I'm doing what it says to do on the brief, man, what they're doing in China.
My heart rate has just gone up again. You are responsible for my heart rate going up. And it's not out of anything but just annoyance.
That's a heart rate.
Would you stop?
Okay, fine.
Oh, okay.
It's nearly there.
What's the point of having it if I'm not using it to lower my heart rate?
It's gone down.
It has gone down.
Significantly.
Wow.
Yeah, here's to the Dodie lads.
So there you go. But dentists have said stop. Don't be sticking pacifiers in your mouth. You can cuddle into your teddies though if you want.
They're no crack. I'm keeping with my suitor.
Here, you can have my one as well.
No.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I suppose that being on the soother actually did lower your blood pressure.
Did, yeah, I told you. I'm a huge fan of the soother.
My my heart rate went up one.
After I was slagging you.
Yeah.
That was my favourite part of the show.
You literally just went to town. I'm just like, all right, calm down.
Yeah, but I got the brief to up your blood pressure and it worked. Winning.
I think I was just more enjoying you having fun doing it. I think that's what it was. We enjoy this every day. I hope you enjoy it too. Thank you so much for listening. Follow, subscribe, download, share it with your friends, and we'll see you tomorrow morning on iRadio.
Adios.